Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
That was Sham Sharania on ESPN. Am I supposed to know what this is, Dan Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew Fitzy would know.
Yeah, you should.
Go ahead, Fitzy.
That's the song from the opening credits of The Sopranos.
Yeah. Never saw it. Never saw a single episode of The Sopranos.
Not a single episode?
I don't think so.
Man, alive.
I'm sorry.
Even if you didn't love the show, it was like that song taps into the zeitgeist and the popularity of that show.
I knew I had heard the song. I just didn't know where. I knew I was aware of it immediately, and I was just hoping it wasn't something I actually had watched and then was like, oh, your idiot brain just didn't remember that those two things tied together. But yes, we have a massive gambling scandal in the NBA that involves Chauncey Billups, a head coach, a Hall of Fame caliber player. Terry Rozier, former Celtic, by the way. Both former Celtics.
10-year veteran. I know. I'm telling you, Andy, wait till they come for Boston once again. Yeah, of course it involves Boston, the hub of cheating.
It also involves the mob. The mob is literally, apparently, still a powerful entity across, was it 11 states that I saw?
Yeah,
11 states.
Three of the five most significant crime families, apparently.
And 34 people were arrested. Billups and Terry Rozier are the biggest names on the list. Rozier, it is, from what I've read, most significant charge or accusation. There was a single game where he basically let people know he would be leaving the game early. They then bet the under on all his prop bets and made hundreds of thousands of dollars because he left 9 minutes into the game and therefore all the unders hit. And that's shady. I've seen a lot of people going down the rabbit hole of now doing highlights of Terry Rozier making terrible plays in other games like, oh, this makes sense. I knew no one could be this bad at basketball.
No, he was actually pretty bad at basketball at times.
He's scary at times. Bit out of control. Not the most fluid of players. Yes, Dan Ball?
The Rozier example, just so you have it, the statistics ahead of a Hornets-Pelicans game on March 23rd, 2023, an unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor totaling $13,759, came in on the under on Rozier's points, rebounds, and assists, causing sportsbooks to halt betting on the veteran guard. Rozier then with the Hornets played just 10 minutes before leaving the game, citing a foot injury.
Yeah, that's when red flags go off. And
wait, was Joel Embiid on this last night, Fitzy? Do we have an out? Should we get our money back?
We got hosed last night. That was it. We were the last night.
Damn it.
Before they shut them all off. Yeah, I mean, this is when they have programs in place that like stop betting or like red flags go off. And I can't believe people thought they could get away with this. But the fact also that this involved both point shaving allegations and insider information and then celebrity card games with nefarious intent and criminal technology. This is so multi-layered. Ah, God, I cannot wait for the movie about
this. So, yes, that was the Billups side of things. These are basically rigged poker games, high roller poker games, millions of dollars being gambled, in which they had the most technological advanced ways of cheating, which included the card shuffler that read every card, sent it to somebody who had a computer. They now know the order of the cards. They then relay it back to somebody at the table, and therefore the table is obviously rigged in that direction. But the table itself was also rigged, Fitzy. There were X-ray tables.
First time, Andy, is this the first time you ever heard the phrase X-ray tables?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the X-ray table was the one you lay on when the woman comes in and gives you the lead vest to cover your junk and takes a picture of your shoulder or something. Like, this is a very different X-ray table.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part of some of the allegations, and it's not just Billups and Rozier. There's 34 people arrested today. This is a years-long investigation. As we said, over 11 states, the mafia, so many different things. But some of the technology they had, they stole at gunpoint from other mobsters, basically, like to that. Like, this is the, like, this is definitely a 30 for 30 or whatever documentarian wants to do this down the road. And I would say this, you got to be careful with this because we know gambling's a little bit out of control. And I don't know what any of this is. Yes, a little bit. It does make me laugh, Fitzy, that they do red flag things. You think they're ever going to red flag that one guy in southeastern Massachusetts who literally only bets $2 every time he bets? That's weird. No one bets just $2. Get that guy. Red flag him. There's going to be something going on there.
$2 parlay kid. Oh, man. That's watch out. If the feds, if there's people lurking in your bushes sometime soon, it's not kids that are going to TP or egg your house.
But, you know, the NCAA just allowed athletes to gamble. You know, they've opened
up. Oh, that's not going to be a slippery slope at all, especially with kids, you know, being approachable and being, you know, easy to bargain with and buy out
and not having money. There were allegations in here that there was the classic old school style. Oh, you have game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Gambling debts, we're going to come to you. You know how we can fix your gambling debts? You help me help you. And I just, this whole world, to the point of the hypocrisy, I saw this making the rounds on Twitter earlier. Greenberg and Company on First Take were talking about this morning, and they were talking about how there used to be distance between ESPN and gambling, and on the bottom of the screen was an ESPN bet ad that clearly the Chiron guy was just like, oh, I should probably remove
this.
Let's
just
now.
Go ahead and make the. It disappears.
It just
mid-segment.
Goes away mid segment. It just kind of disappears into the background. This is, it's unbelievable. And you're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube. I don't know how you fix this because there's no way all these owners are giving up the billions.
Holy
and
Donaghy,
billions.
There's no way they're never going to give the money back that they've gotten from, you know, DK and FanDuel and BetMGM and everywhere else. Like, no, it's, we're already there. But how could anybody not expect leagues and these players to get in the intertwining of the two and the leagues being in bed with these gambling companies? How could you not expect a couple of people to be like, hey, maybe we can get a little something extra for Christmas this year? You know what I mean?
And it also does a disservice. So you have issues with officiating. I have issues with officiating. This opens more doors to, oh, a coach was involved, but you're telling me an official couldn't be involved with something in terms of a gambling scandal?
And when you have New York getting in people's ears to change calls, and now we've and studies coming out of universities that certain teams get favored more often than other teams in leagues. Like, everything is connected. I feel like Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the 10,000 strings attached all across his room. It all makes sense to me, and hopefully it does to others.
And then the other thing I feel bad for is the guys that just kind of suck. the guys that just have a bad night, that then they open up their social media and you get all these people accusing them of being on the take or you screwed me or whatever these things are. Like, no, I just had a bad night. I'm not Terry Rozier. I didn't give anybody the heads up and tell them to bet $200,000 and make a boatload of money. I just suck. I'm allowed to suck for a night. This is a scandal that's going to rock the sports world, certainly the NBA, which is the second biggest fish, right? The NFL is still king fish, but the NBA is the closest thing to second place, and this is not good for the NBA.
College football might be number two in terms of sports in America. I know we call it an amateur sport. It's
not
a professional
anymore.
Sport. Not anymore, kid.
Bill Belichick's quarterback makes $2 million to stink.
Yeah, but the NBA is the easiest to rig, though.
Yeah, 100%.
And always has been, always will be.
617-779-7937 if you want to chime in on this Chauncey Billups scandal, poker. Every hand's a winner, right, gambler? Nope, not every hand's a winner when you play these games with Chauncey Billups and company. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson, the big guy who's not quite as big these days, makes his triumphant return. And it's time for our three-point stances. That's all next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.